to survive. Now, The Hang flips the traditional business model of streaming. Unlike other services like Spotify, where you are getting subscriptions and paying artists, says Mr. Dinesh, we get money from the artists themselves. Since Iran is not a signatory to assorted copyright treaties, platforms like Navahang can use some Iranian work without paying. Many musicians, including Mr. Rasuli, are delighted with the exposure. Those in the diaspora who want Navahang to promote them, for example, on the homepage, pay for the privilege. Navahang also produces music for some Persian artists based outside Iran. Mr. Dinesh reckons 90% of its income comes from these two sources. Navahang is a relatively new entrant on the Persian music streaming scene. The biggest and best-known service is Radio Javan, set up in Washington, D.C. in 2004. Its app has been downloaded more than 5 million times on Google's Play Store, many more than Navahang's. Running a service aimed at Iranians is expensive, confirms Hamid Hashimi, Radio Javan's founder. Not only are most users in Iran, but the lack of copyright protection cuts both ways. His company has a production arm too, but it is hard to pursue claims when its music is bootlegged in Iran. Radio Javan alighted on the same strategy as Navahang. We are a promotional company, says Mr. Hashimi. We promote music. Think of it as targeted advertising. Persian musicians want to reach Persian-speaking listeners to secure record deals and gig bookings in Tehran and elsewhere. The likelihood of being discovered or making much money on a mainstream service, Spotify carries over 1 million artists and pays a fraction of a cent per stream, is low. For musicians in Iran, it is impossible. Paying for promotion on Navahang or Radio Javan is a way to reach the right audience. But the benefits go wider. Iranian artists have long engaged with overseas music, as Mr. Rasuli's shows. Free Persian streaming services let the curious in the rest of the world discover culture originating in Iran. As an artist, I like my work being seen and heard, says Mr. Rasuli. The rewards, he adds, are spiritual rather than material.